Jim, she's from The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. She's a friend of the show. She's just had a little baby named Summer, and she lives down here with her daughter Chanel and her partner Connor. Please welcome friend of the show, Mary Vicerino.
Yay!
You're back, Mary.
I'm back.
We haven't seen you since you gave birth to Summer.
Yes.
How did that go? Tell us how little Summer is going.
Summer is doing very well. She's 4 months old. She's getting chubby, drinking lots of milk. You know, what a journey. You know, I pretty much gave birth to her by myself with Connor's mom on my side because Connor was away.
Right.
But what an adventure. I want to have another one, but yeah.
You were just saying to us off air, you want to have a boy.
I want a boy next, the male heir to the throne that's going to carry.
You want a little army essentially following you around.
Following me, and I'll be the general.
Have you done any Googling or to figure out how to have a boy? Is there any techniques or anything?
I did, actually. Yeah, yeah. I did.
What did they say?
Can I talk about this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely you can. Yeah, of course you can.
So, you know, you have to make sure, you know, it's all about positions,
yep,
the right day of the month,
sure,
body temperature. So mm-hmm, there's a lot of little tricks that you can do. I was like, should I do IVF? But apparently you cannot do gender selection.
Right.
So I'm going to keep trying. You know, it's always fun trying anyway.
Yes. How do you make a baby on the Jimmy and Dave show?
So essentially to have a boy, you've got like a little checklist of things that
exactly,
you want to go through to make sure.
Exactly. So, you know, guys, pay attention to that. Right day. There's a right week for that. Right, right days.
Without getting into too much detail, what is the position that you need to be in, apparently? Can you say that?
You know, the people that travel the world that are called missionaries.
Okay. All right. Yeah, missionary Mary Vicerino, which is good.
And also, I believe it was your birthday this week. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yes. So it was my birthday on Tuesday. I was like, okay, I had to work. You know, I just started working. But I'm like, that's fine. I'm going to make that cash. And then I'm like, okay, let's see what Connor's going to give me. You know, love him to bits. But I'm sorry, Connor, you're listening to this. But another perfume to my collection. So I'm going to be opening a new Meyer shop soon. And you guys can come around, you know, shop for some perfumes to give to your friends because I'll have all of them.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, she's got a whole shed full of perfume. Yeah.
But no ring.
No ring.
A lot of perfume.
Exactly.
No ring.
A lot of perfume with no ring. So I feel like by the end of the year, I might have to make some tough calls.
Yeah, you're missionary Mary to stick around, Connor.
Exactly.
Need a ring.
Exactly. I'm a catch, you know, so not happening. I'm just going to have to. Yeah.
Go back on The Bachelor. You could be the Bachelorette.
You never know, right?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go to song, and when we come back, we'll talk all things Bachelor. But I did want to ask as well, your daughter Chanel, how's she going with a new sister in the picture as well?
Chanel is the babysitter that I always needed in my life, and I didn't have it, you know.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like, this is not like child labor, guys, but
you pay her well.
I pay her well with lots of chocolates, Fredo frogs, and stuff like that. But she's great. She wakes up, I want to have a cuddle, I want to have a cuddle. I'm like, go get your sister. She goes in, get her sister, and then I'm like, okay, do you want to feed her? No, she's gonna spill on me. I'm like, that's fine, doesn't matter. What about changing a nappy? No, that's too much, mommy. I'm like, that's okay, just give her a cuddle then.
At least we know where the line is, so that's
yeah,
far as, yeah, okay.
No nappy change, but everything else she does, you know, she cuddled her for me so I can have a shower and have a nice relaxed time. I'm like, go take your sister for a bit. She's a bit crying. She needs a cuddle. I can't give her a cuddle now. I have to do this. And she's like, okay. So
put her
into
work,
great.
Which
she's
is
great.
Good. Well, Mary, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to go to song. When we come back, we're going to unpack the first episode of the new season of The Bachelor,
yes,
which happened last night. We can't wait to do that with our Bachelor expert herself, Mary Vicerino, sticking around. Still joined by friend of the show, star of The Bachelor, star of Bachelor in Paradise. She's our go-to Bachelorette expert, Mary Vicerino. Another round of applause, Mary.
Yay!
Now, Mary, as we know, the latest season of The Bachelor kicked off last night on Win. Jimmy is The Bachelor, which I'm annoyed
Jimmy?
At. No, not our own Jimmy, which is annoying.
Yeah, would have been fun. It would have been fun.
Did you watch it last night, and how did you feel about it watching that first episode?
definitely watching. Yeah. I just love reality shows, but The Bachelor is my favorite. Jimmy, it was very, not you, Jimmy, yeah. but the other Jimmy, yeah. it was like, it sounds like he was very nice. His family, started with his family there. His dad was crying, saying, I'm going to miss you when you go. His mom was very cute. His sister was like, no,
bullshit. Yeah,
no bullshit approach. She was like, okay, what are you looking for? And he's like, I want something nice, someone nice. And she's like, that's it?
Yeah.
Go more in depth of what you're looking for. So I was like, yeah, the sister, it's on fire. Mm. But then started with the girls coming in. The first girl was Brooke. She was just so sweet. I was like, oh my gosh, you just want to, you know, put her in your pocket? Because she was like, hi, my name is Brooke. I brought you a love cake. And they had a love cake together. She that's was right. from Sri Lanka. And she brought this in and it was cool. And then after her, there was a lawyer. She was like a statue. She was tall, beautiful. And she was like, I have a bachelor contract for you because I do contracts every day. Was a bit meh. But there wasn't as much chemistry with the first one because the first girl with the cake, you know, she was like really close and all that. There were some crazy characters. There was this girl, Sierra. She came in with a dress that looked like she just finished doing gymnastics. And then she was talking about farting.
Yes. Yeah. She said, I've been holding in a fart the whole time.
I have so much gas. I could be floating right now. I was like,
You know, when we watched that, I watched that with my partner, Meg. She turned to me and she said, that's your girl.
It's true.
Well, Mary, I did want to ask about the entrances as well. So obviously, I mean, all the girls that you see on screen, some people unfortunately just get fast forwarded and you don't see it.
They're not the winners, guys.
That's what happened to me.
But to the producers, obviously, I mean, they set up all the big grand entrances. Do you have any say in it? Like when they come in and they have the car or there was somebody who did like a flight simulation and the cake and everything. I'm assuming the producers are the ones that come up with this stuff?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
So in my case, you know, you have lots of interviews with the producers before the show starts. And then they're like, look, start thinking about what would you like to do when you meet him? You know, they don't tell you what is his profession. Mm. You don't know what it's going to be like. You just have to come up. If you would meet a bachelor, what would you do? You know, so you just have to come up with things.
I don't remember. What did you do when you met Matt?
I danced with him because, you know, I had to shake my boom and that's the only thing I knew.
Speaking of, as well, we were saying about this earlier, I got it wrong. So there were heaps of rumours as well. I don't know if you knew anything when you were on it, that Matt wasn't an astrophysicist. He was working at a bank. Now, I said Commonwealth earlier, but it was NAB in Melbourne in the CBD.
Yeah.
There were some rumours as well that Jimmy isn't a flight. He's not a pilot. He's not flying at the moment.
He's not an active pilot.
No, he's a lifeguard or doing something else. Did you know anything about that with Matt? And have you heard anything about Jimmy?
Well, with Matt, in my season, we were just like astrophysicists. But then once the show was out, the reports were that he was actually working at NAB banking. And I was like, oh, well, it would actually make kind of sense. And with Jimmy, at this point, we're living in a pandemic. You wouldn't, like, you might be a pilot as a hobby, maybe. But where are you flying? Nobody's flying anywhere, honey. So you're definitely not getting that cash.
Yeah,
so,
we were talking about this off air.
Have you heard anything that
I've heard that he might be a lifeguard. I've been looking at reports that is his actual job lately, working as a lifeguard. That's fine. Still cute, you know.
Better
be saved by, you know, a good-looking lifeguard, you know.
Oh, I'm drowning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's been a pilot lately. On the show, he did say that his grandfather was a pilot and he learned to do that and he's been doing that for the past 10 years or so, but definitely not flying now. Yeah.
Mary, obviously you saw all the girls coming yesterday, you then get a long shot of all the girls when they're in there. We've seen the pictures of them all. An issue that comes up all the time with this kind of stuff, but it's something that my girlfriend actually brought up when we were watching it yesterday, not heaps of cultural diversity.
With
a lot of the girls coming in. How did that make you feel, seeing all that in?
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Very disappointing. Well, the Bachelorette's coming soon with Brooke, and there's a big representation there. But in this season, there's a girl that she was, you know, first episode, we don't even remember their names, and we won't remember much longer, but...
I don't even know who went home last night. Two of them did. That was a bye.
But, you know, there was an Asian lady there. I was like, well, at least there's something. But, you know, normally they have one person for diversity, dark skin, you know, to be that one black kid in the classroom.
Mary's got a hand up, by the way, everybody.
Yeah. They didn't have that this time. So a bit upsetting. But, you know, what can you do? Obviously, the people have to apply as well, which is another issue. Because when I applied, I did an audition with like about 50 girls. I was the only black chick there, you know, so I feel like the message needs to be there that more girls that are going to be on screen, more people are going to apply and feel like they're welcome. Like Australia is such a diverse country, lots of people from all over the world. So I feel like should have more representation on TV.
Absolutely.
Well, look, Mary, we'd love you to get some updates here without the season if you want to come in. And
definitely.
So Nathan, I don't have to watch it then. You can.
Actually, yeah, that's right.
And every time we get you in, can you do one of those grand bachelor entrances for us?
Do
something for us. Like,
okay, definitely.
I mean, you did the dance on when you're on Matt Agnew season, but can you make us a cake?
That's easy. That's easy. Okay.
Well, Mary Vitorino, we love you to bits. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Congratulations on the new baby's ball, baby summer, and we appreciate you coming in. Until the next time where we get you into and analyze another episode of The Bachelor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.